Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Massachusetts Attorney General's office is on the defensive as the state's highest court considers a case of misconduct by former state prosecutors. The Supreme Judicial Court is deciding its response to early efforts to cover up the extent of drug mishandling at a laboratory in Amherst. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
The High Court is reviewing whether to impose monetary sanctions against the Attorney General because two former assistant AGs did not disclose evidence about the extent of the misconduct by former chemist Sonia Farrick. Matt Siegel argued for the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts.
There is no other remedy in this case that has been ordered by this court that goes directly to the most serious misconduct. This is the most significant record of harm as a consequence of prosecutorial misconduct that the court has ever seen.
A lower court judge found that the two former AGs committed fraud 5 years ago by withholding evidence about the extent of Farrick's drug use. Initially, investigators said that her use went on for just a few months, but it was later discovered that prosecutors had Farrick's mental health records showing that she frequently used drugs from the lab and that she worked while under the influence and had unfettered access to the Amherst lab. Arguing for the Attorney General was Assistant AG Thomas Boshin.
First, we all agree that things went very, very seriously wrong here and that broad remedies are needed to restore confidence in the criminal justice system.
He told the judges that monetary sanctions are not justified, but he does agree that some remedial measures could prevent a future lab scandal. Boshin also pointed to the fact that 8,000 cases have been dismissed that were based on Farrick's testing. So he said he does not support the suggestion that another 10,000 cases could be dismissed dating back to when Farrick started working at the lab in 2004. Chief Justice Ralph Gans asked how the High Court could prevent another scandal, especially because this one happened as the state was dealing with another lab scandal involving former chemist Annie Dukan.
I mean, I understand what a nightmare this has been, and I understand how many thousands of hours the DAs and the defense lawyers have had to devote to addressing this issue. So I know it's a nightmare.
But Joseph Pirapan, who argued for the district attorneys, said that prosecutors did investigate Farrick, and he says there are already systems in place to act as deterrents.
And the DAs do not shirk from any nightmare. We do not shirk from any nightmare. It is I think to claim that if a prosecutor were to hide evidence for 5 years, that would result in an indictment. And I suspect, too, that those days could be coming as well.
The Board of Bar Overseers is investigating the two former assistant attorneys general involved. The SJC is expected to issue a ruling on this in a few months. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.